I'm Brian Clark, ABC News, with the president's weekly address.
It's an honor to be with everyone and all across our land. Melania and I would like to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. In 1923, President Calvin Coolidge lit the first national Christmas tree. Later that night, the Washington Monument was illuminated with a beautiful cross, a powerful reminder of the meaning of Christmas. More than 2,000 years ago, a brilliant star shone in the east. Wise men traveled far, far afield. I mean, they were a long distance away, and they came and they stood with us under the star, where they found the Holy Family in Bethlehem. As the Bible tells us, when the wise men had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. Christians, give thanks that the Son of God came into the world to save humanity. Jesus Christ inspires us to love one another with hearts full of generosity and grace. Joining us today are David and Sharon Hudson of the Salvation Army. Each year, through their Angel Tree program, the Salvation Army brings new gifts to more than 600,000 children. David and Sharon are an inspiration to us all. And David and Sharon, thank you very much for being with us. Thank you. Also with us is Sarah Verado, the wife of a wounded hero and the CEO of Independence Fund, which serves wounded warriors. During the holidays, Sarah gives high-tech wheelchairs to veterans and hosts Christmas celebrations for those in recovery. Does a fantastic job. And Sarah, thank you very much. You're uplifting our nation. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. We're forever in debt to the brave veterans and service members. We applaud their noble service. There is nobody like them. They are an inspiration to us all. We also salute our incredible police and sheriffs, federal law enforcement, Secret Service, as well as our firefighters, paramedics, and first responders. And thank you all for being here. We have a lot of you here. And again, very, very incredible, special people. Thank you very much for being here. And at Christmas, we remember this eternal truth. Every person is a beloved child of God. As one grateful nation, we praise the joy of family, the blessings of freedom, and the miracle of Christmas. On behalf of Melania and our entire family, Merry Christmas, and God bless you all. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
That was President Donald Trump's weekly address. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.